Interviewed Jesslina Suri, who's a PhD in the UCT Statistics Department. Why is a statistician doing a birding survey, Jesslina?
Well, so there's actually within the stats department, there's the Center for Statistics and Ecology, the Environment and Conservation. Basically, I mean, anything involving research on such huge data sets usually requires a bit of statistical computing. But I did come out of a biology and conservation background.
Okay, you have set foot in the Fitzpatrick Institute.
Yeah. I did my master's there.
Oh, that's all right. Then you're allowed. Why are you interested in garden birds? Let's ask that question first.
Yeah, so my PhD, I mean, since my honors, I've been interested in urban ecology and birds in particular because I'm a bird watcher myself. My PhD is looking at how different cities in South Africa have different bird communities. So just looking at what makes a certain city better at preserving its more natural bird community than another city, for example. So that's how this whole thing came about. I was meant to be doing field work now, but that got cancelled. So we were in a bit of a panic as to what to do and realized that we kind of had to do this now or never. and then just this lockdown happening has basically given us a great opportunity to do research. I mean, it's a brilliant time to be an ecologist. It's a scary time for the world in general, but there's a lot you can learn in this time.
I mean, I have a garden bird list approaching 100, and I live in
Lakeside.
Oh, that's
amazing.
But I mean, that's a lot of overflight. That's a lot of birds overflying. It's gulls and albatrosses pelicans and flamingos and booted eagles and black eagles and kestrels and kites. So there's a lot of that.
Yeah, exactly. So, people don't really take time to notice, but now that everyone's sitting at home and feeling anxious, it's a great time to actually just reconnect with nature just in your backyard. And a lot of people, when they do, they find they're surprised by the species that you do see in your garden.
Yeah, my best is having a red-breasted sparrow hawk dismembering a laughing dove in my backyard.
Oh, wow. So people see these things, and it's common.
I hope it's not common, then it won't feel special to me if you tell me it's common. What do you want? Because, I mean, if it's in your garden, you really don't need binoculars much.
To
note that there is a white eye and a Cape Sparrow.
For the trickier things, you might need something, binoculars to identify some of the trickier ones. But
what are you asking amateur naturalists to do then?
The idea is just for people to do at least one bird survey per week of the lockdown. And this involves a 10-minute count, ideally in the morning, but if a lot of people are now submitting daily counts, so you could really do it at any time of day, but basically it's at the minimum a 10-minute count per week of the lockdown.
And then just record and submit the species that you see or confidently can identify by sound in those 10 minutes.
Yeah, sound and sight, yeah, exactly, yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah, that's basically it. And it's incredible, the response that we've been getting. I sent this email out. I think 500 people expressed interest in participating. I've got responses and results from, I think, maybe about 300 people, but it's honestly been overwhelming, the response to it.
Just as a matter of interest, in terms of the species that have been recorded during those several hundred 10-minute observations, has there been anything yet that surprised you?
To be honest, I have not even begun to sift through the amount of data, but I'm sitting here getting accounts from like Joburg and places, and I'm just so jealous of some of the birds that people do have. Somebody told me that they get twin spots in their garden, which is crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've seen twin spots in gardens in KwaZulu-Natal, both green and
pink-coated.
Yeah. Okay. Is there one contact address or website, because it's not that complicated about what one needs to do,
but it's
quite complicated to explain on radio when listening distractedly. So is there one place to which people are interested in participating? And you're sitting at home at lockdown, why don't you go out at 8:10 every morning and just see what birds are in your garden or what birds you can see from your balcony in your neighbor's garden, whatever the case may be. So where would people go to just get more information and indicate their interest in participating?
Yeah, so they can email at urbanbirds.fa urbanbirds@gmail.com.
urbanbirds.sa@gmail.com.
Yeah, dot okay. SA. Yeah.
Gmail. urbanbirds.sa@gmail.com.
Yeah, urbanbirds.sa, sorry.
Okay, urbanbirds.sa@gmail.com.
Yeah, exactly.
And please, will you remember to get hold of me? No, you won't, but we'll try and remember sure. to get hold of you when the PhD is done or when the research is done. Be interesting to
definitely.
To
I mean,
talk
yeah,
through this, your conclusions, because yeah. I'd like more people to get interested. I mean, we notice the Egyptian geese, and we notice the hardy-dars
yeah.
because
yeah.
And the pied crows are probably yeah. the three birds that people most notice. But it would be nice to get more people more interested in more birds in their gardens.
Yeah, and there's also an element of looking at whether the lockdown itself has any impact on what we see, because I mean, people all around the world are reporting that they can actually hear birds now, whether or not they can actually see different species coming further into urban areas than they normally would, it's possible. So it's all very exciting, and it's a great opportunity for researchers.
I haven't had a malakat sunbird in my garden yet, so maybe I'll
no,
get one.
I'm hoping the lockdown is the time for that.
Jeslina Siri, thanks for talking to us, a PhD candidate at UCT Statistics Department, urbanbirds.sa@gmail.com.